About the time Jeff's vitals were getting bad, he started to pray and make peace with God. He called Kirsten over and he prayed with her and told her to go to me. Then he prayed with me and told me, go to your daughter. I knew he was giving up and he wanted me to be with Kirsten so he could take his last breath. I looked at him straight in the eyes and I said, don't you dare leave me. You keep fighting for me. I love you. Then he started speaking in tongues, and the nurse asked me if he spoke another language. I said he was praying in tongues. She got quiet and continued with what she was doing. The 10-year anniversary of the crash is April 22, 2024. As time has passed, we have grown closer to the Lord than we ever were before. I spoke a sermon once entitled, Wringing Out the Poison. It has indeed taken 10 years for me to get to this point of love for my fellow man. As it says in the good book, without love, I am nothing. I have gone from cynical, negative, bitter man to a loving and trusting follower of Christ. Don't get me wrong, I still have my moments, but I must tell you that through God's mercy and redemption, I have prevailed. Susie and I wanted to publish a revamped and updated edition for our 10-year anniversary. From this point moving forward, we will most likely serve our church and our ministry 100% of the time, and I will write a few Christian fiction stories. Our testimony has been so very important to us, so much so we have spent the last 10 years sharing it and letting the Lord share it literally around the world. I can't tell you the joy I have knowing that our CBN video has reached nearly 1 million people. God has faithfully used our ministry to reach so many souls over the last 10 years. What you will read about in this 10-year edition are some memories that we have recalled that we didn't in the beginning. I suppose as far as I'm concerned, that type of trauma blocks a lot of bad memories. As I have grown and matured in the Lord, He has brought them back to me. He knew I couldn't handle them in the past as well as I can handle them now. You will read more details of my experience literally at the mouth of hell, how God delivered me from alcoholism and depression, and the trials and tribulations that I have had with my chronic depression. In 2023, I was completely off my medication and had a relapse from a spirit of oppression. As I have stated over the years, when the attacks from the enemy come pouring on, then you know your aimer's straight and you're on the mark. For all of you non-Appalachians, that means that you are in God's will and on the right path. Lastly, I want to deliver a message of continued hope and encouragement to you, the reader, as I am now 10 years older in the Lord and no longer a rebel and rogue, but just His humble servant. I want to tell you this, study and pray. If you want to get closer to God, then get into His Word and talk to Him every day. God is not limited by time, so you can count on a long and patient trek down the road to heaven. Along the way, you will realize that God is blessing you, though it may not seem like it at times, and you are literally moving closer to God's heart. Run toward the mark, saints, and be blessed.